So before we get to the question that everyone's wanting to know, how much does this cost me to add to my existing variable speed air conditioning unit? Andrew, you guys actually have staffed a lot of times on Saturday mornings. Our guys are just like anyone else. They like their weekends, and we recruit in a partner to be our content partner and our industry expert. But you took it a step further. You've staffed the office so people could take calls.
Yes, sir. If you guys want to schedule a maintenance or a plumbing visit, anything having to do with your heating cooling system, now's the time. We have Brittany standing by in the office ready to schedule, and we have technicians. We've got three technicians available if you want to have an appointment. And then, of course, we have normal 24/7 emergency services as well.
And so, the number?
Our phone number is 520-333-COOL. That's 520-333-2665.
And your area of service?
We service all of southern Arizona, so all the way down to Vail, all the way to the southern point of Green Valley, and up through Saddlebrook.
Okay.
People always ask, is it worth investing twice a year to have your air conditioning unit serviced? And if you've ever had your air conditioning unit go out in the summer, that's a real easy payment to make twice a year.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you need that pain before you realize the value of those biannual services.
Getting it done is a lot cheaper than a couple days in a hotel, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so the SunTrek. I've got a train unit that's 2 years old, variable speed.
Okay.
What's it going to cost to get one of these added to my house?
Well, we get that question a lot, and I know Andrew does too. And often, I hate it when somebody gives me an answer that says it depends, or the following variables have to be taken into account. But in all honesty, that's true. Is the unit on the roof or is it on the ground? Where's the roof facing? What type of roof material is it? How difficult is it to put the panel in? So,
how much copper are you going to require?
Yeah, how much copper you're going to require? So there's so many different questions that have to be answered to be able to put together a bid by a contractor. We don't have online pricing. We don't have package pricing. Our pricing is always provided by our trained and certified contractor partners like Andrew and Intelligent Design. So we don't have an answer for that. It's not expensive, I will tell you that, and some of them are less expensive than others. The payback is usually, the investment is a reasonably small investment, and the payback is usually 2 to 3 years.
And that
when
was
when it's just the panel added to an air conditioner versus a new installation of an air conditioner and SunTrek integration.
And that was kind of where I was going to go. Is you've probably seen, Andrew, examples of what this has done for customers' bills, and you've got a track record to be able to calculate your return on that investment, whether it's 2 years or 4 years, or you know, there's some people that insanely keep their air conditioning at 85, and
yeah.
it may be a 10-year payoff.
Yeah, every homeowner, it's got to be for the right homeowner and the right situation. So utility rates, we always calculate the savings on that. So.
The interesting thing also is that when you're talking about the thermostat, one of the benefits of this system is you can cool your house during the day instead of trying to do it at night when you get home. Because we know if you set that thermostat at 80 degrees during the day, that your house absorbs the heat, the walls, the furniture, and the heat load builds in the house. We say cool your house during the day, which is counterintuitive and it's against what we normally do. But if you can cool it during the day when your compressor is only using 20% energy because the SunTrek panel is producing 80% of the compression, right, saving you 80% of energy, that's how you can really optimize it. In Hawaii, for example, we did one that basically they did a deal where they showed it where it was operating from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And they lowered the thermostat and then, you know, ran it up through the day. And then they kept it steady starting at 7 a.m. till 10. It used 50% less electricity because the house never got a heat load.
Yeah. And we call that super cooling. Rosie's been a champion of that for years. Mm-hmm. And the people that you get pushback for super cooling are some air conditioning contractors that say that's too hard on the equipment. This is your answer to that. Now, there's plenty of equipment that can handle it just fine. But this is a complement to your super cooling.
Well, and this reduces the need for super cooling because when you go into the time of use pay plan with your utility provider, you're still keeping your consumption during the peak periods at a low enough rate. You can go ahead and use it. Rich, what we've talked about here on the show for years is, you know, set your thermostat to as cold as you can stand it. Mm-hmm. As soon as the off-peak time slot hits
right.
you. So at 8:15, our biggest power providers, 3 to 8, is on peak. So I tell people at 8:15, have your programmable thermostat. Take your house as cold as you can stand it. And then at 2:30 in the afternoon, tell it to let the house creep up to 76 or 78 degrees. Well, the air conditioner sleeps the whole on-peak period.
Right.
You know, so, but this kind of beats that. This allows you to just kind of cruise at a low speed all day long.
Right. And then you never have to worry about loading and unloading the house on the heat
right.
side.
Right.
And which is, it's probably a more comfortable environment, and it has to help the interior space. It also, you had mentioned about the equipment, whether it can handle it or not. One of the things that the major compressor manufacturer that we're a OEM partner with, Copeland, said that they believe it extends it up to 10% the life of the unit.
Oh, wow.
By being able to keep it in low range or low
yeah.
stage.
Yeah, because the compressor, Andrew, as you know, I'm sure, I'm looking at you for verification. The compressor is one of those things that oftentimes when that goes out, it's not cost prohibitive to replace the compressor. You might as well just get a whole new unit.
Yes, sir.
So this extends the life of the most expensive component of your unit.
Yes, sir.
God, I wish I'd have thought of it.